It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. Not drinks with Barry or drinks with Gary. It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. Results may vary, so please be wary. It's drinks with Larry.
They said with the changing weather patterns and stuff like that, they suggested raising, like building the walls higher around Fukushima. It's like, hey, we should do this. And the Japanese, because like they're history with like honors, didn't want to disrespect the people who originally designed it, went, nah, we're good. So instead of building it up 20 or building it up another 30 feet, a 28-foot higher wave came crashing over the wall and fucked shit up.
I
That's
heard that.
fascinating.
I heard that they knew
And that,
that could have been a problem,
yeah,
and that they were designed for
that,
less.
like, I was like, when I was at Perry, like going through all the safety classes and stuff like that, like they were talking about Chernobyl and what, like, everyone that worked at Chernobyl, like everyone quit. They're like, we're not doing this test. You're being stupid. Stop trying to make us do this test. Basically, when it came down to it, there were auto mechanics sitting in the control room at Chernobyl going, yeah, we're gonna do this test. And the other one, 3 Mile Island, was just they did a test and somebody forgot to open up a valve or something like that, like once the test was done. And they caught it relatively quickly.
Meltdown.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's a wonderful way to start the show. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's me going on record saying that shit. Yeah, that's a good idea. Jesus Christ.
With Fukushima, they just
recording. Should I not be recording?
I'm pretty sure. Well, if I misremember, I may have misremembered some facts. Do not quote me exactly on that.
Yeah, well, I figured that was a good way to start the show.
I
Everyone's
mean,
got nuclear on their mind.
Well, they got those little robots, and like they just now what recovered like little bits of the spent fuel or something like that in one of the reactors. So there's only a few more nuclear reactors that are still melting down 7 years later, and
True.
they have no idea how they're going to clean it up, but. We're cool.
That's not our problem. We live
No,
in
I want
Ohio.
to build a wall. Fuck
We
that.
live in Ohio, man.
I just watched a or saw a thing on like Reddit or Imgur or something like that, where they went. Somebody went and actually took a tour through Chernobyl and other parts of the area and stuff like that. And they're like he's like, yeah, this is our tour guide. He told us to stay away from this particular spot because there was a very high point spike. And one of the comments was like, yeah, that's probably part of the spent fuel rod.
Yeah, it's probably just
It's,
sitting there.
yeah, you know, a few feet underground, just sitting there, and no one went,
Yeah,
hey,
John
why don't you take
Oliver
care of that?
did something the last week about, or 2 weeks ago about that, where they have all them spent fuel rods just sitting in the pools, where they're supposed to sit for a little bit, then they're supposed to move them, but they're all just sitting there.
Yep.
So they don't, because they can't,
We're at Chernobyl.
no, in the United States,
Wow.
because they can't figure out what to do with them,
Oh, that's right, because
and
they take them in
they're
Nevada or
still
whatever.
building, yeah, well, they have the thing in Nevada, it's ready to go, but the people in Nevada are like, we don't want this out here now. Well, listen, you live in a fucking desert, you're taking our fucking waste.
That's what I'm
Like,
saying.
stop living in shit places and bitching when we take shit and put it there.
Stop talking shit on the Rust Belt
Yeah.
and Cleveland and even, God bless, Detroit. Like,
No,
move
that's
your asses
No,
there
that's the
because
best.
that's.
Oh no. Dude, I'm listening to the radio today. You've got wildfires in fucking Oregon and
Yep.
Washington. You've got fucking hurricanes, massive hurricanes on the South Coast, wiping shit out. And we're up here just sitting here like, it might fucking rain tomorrow.
Congratulations.
I know. Snow's coming.
I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. Climate change was a trick the Midwest played on all the
Yes.
states that have better weather,
Yes.
and now you're fucked.
Have fun. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, no, it's
I'll be ready when the Great Water War starts.
It was all a grand conspiracy, the Midwesterners
Yeah.
versus all you sunny, happy
Yeah, and when you come for our water, we will be
That's
fucking
right.
ready.
That's right. Not only are we armed to the teeth,
We have
but
water.
we have all the water.
Yeah.
You assholes.
All the water.
And we have water you can jump in that nothing will eat you in the fucking
We
water.
have so much fresh water, we dump our shit in it.
I know. That's what we do to the other states. We're like, hey, California, how's that drought? I'm peeing in my fucking water supply. Fuck you. Seriously. Fucking assholes.
Our big concern is Asian carp.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Or
like,
hitting a shipwreck. They're like, uh-oh.
Well, like, there's the minimal mineral rights that, like, people can buy in, like, Ohio and stuff like that. Like, you may own the land, but another, like, organization, company, somebody can come in and buy the mineral rights and just dig your fucking land up. Well, in Texas, if you can drill straight down, whatever you drill into, you own. So a bunch of rich families out there bought all the land over the largest underground freshwater water supplies in the world. Because they know once the ocean dries more and that salt water starts coming into the Great Lakes more, hey, look, I'm sitting on a fucking gold mine.
That's going to be hundreds of years before that even happens.
It's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's... like, what were we talking about Niagara Falls, remember? I made the mistake. I said, Bert, Niagara Falls is going to be gone in like 10 years. He's like, I think it's a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, yeah, a wee bit longer.
Yeah, I meant 10,000. Oh, God. Yeah, so...
well, we don't have to wait for, you know, the Great Water War. So it's happening now.
Well, did you hear how the fire started in Washington?
I mean, Southern California does not have enough water to support their population.
Oh, yeah, there's huge fires going on right now, and they're getting closer to Portland. That. Some kid shot a firework into the woods.
Jesus.
That's the thing. Everyone talks shit about the Midwest, but we laugh at that shit.
I know. We could throw shit in the woods here that doesn't do anything.
We could literally go out there and start burning down the woods. It's not going to be a forest fire.
Well, because we live in a damp area and everything's moist. Yeah. Like, if you just go outside in Ohio right now, it's just everything's moist.
That's it. It's just enough to not burn down. That's the point.
That was your nickname in high school, Burton Pain Dropper.
Exactly. The moist maker.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a wonderful way to start the podcast. Thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Oh, welcome to another episode of Drinks with Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah.
All right.
So speaking of grand conspiracies, now that I've let the cat out of the bag on the great Midwest conspiracy to destroy the rest of the United States.
Is now your conspiracy to leave your phone next to the microphone?
Oh, sorry, guys. Apparently.
I've logged numerous complaints on the website from that, Dan.
Have you?
They're all from us.
No.
They're all from us.
It's me making fake face weird. Now, that Daniel guy's a dick. I wanted to bring this up. Tim made a good point. If you're our only listener and you've listened to all six episodes, you get to be on the next episode.
Nice!
So that's the contest.
All righty. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. We'll find out in the next 6 months.
That's the requirement. I don't think I can be on the next episode.
Yeah, you don't listen to any of them.
I think I've listened to 3. Four, because we did listen to the first one all the way back through.
The Stephanie episode, I
listened to for like 10 minutes. I was like, no.
I have to listen to
I forced myself to listen to... the Rochester episode.
Oh, I never. Nothing good comes out of Rochester. I stand by it. I refuse.
Nothing does.
Nothing good.
Larry came out of there.
Polaroid.
I didn't come out of there from Ohio.
I know. But you went there and then you came out of there.
No, I went there and came back. Yeah. I survived.
Exactly.
Or they returned you.
Yeah. That's true. I think that's one of the reasons they got mad at me at the comedy contest, because my first joke was basically talking shit on the whole city.
Rochester's the only city in America that made me want to go back to
Cleveland. Yeah, they haven't embraced it like Cleveland has yet.
No, it's funny.
Like, yeah, we love that everyone else
hates us. Yeah. Looks down on us. But then you have those like, tool bags with the, I loved Cleveland before everybody else did. I'm like, did you?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't, you fucker. Nobody liked Cleveland. Are you kidding me?
I liked Cleveland. As a matter of fact, I still want the t-shirt with the unicorn and the rainbow. It says Cleveland is a magical place.
Cleveland's like a nice city. I like it.
I like it right where it is. Yeah. I don't want to be any closer to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
All right, anyway, Larry.
What are you drinking, Larry?
I'm drinking vodka and soda water because I have a sore, parched throat, and I'm trying to.
I see.
Keep my tubes lubed for the. Oops, I'm getting looped. Drinks with Larry.
Bert, what are you drinking?
So what's your... we'll go through that.
I'm drinking Rheingeist Truth IPA.
Nice.
Nice.
Because I tell the truth.
Oh.
Tastes pretty good. Actually, I got this at the one gas station.
Woke.
Down I bought this in a free market. I got this from the gas station down the street. I went looking for something, and this was... literally the only decent beer they had.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah.
Which one is it? The one down here?
All beer. Yeah.
Yeah, they only have the platform down there. Yeah. That's pretty good. Daniel, you're drinking your Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
Cancer. And Brian, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the New Belgium Fat Tire again because it's delicious.
I'm also drinking the Traveler Grapefruit Shandy.
Because you're a woman.
Yeah, because you brought it.
Absolutely. I had to get it out of my fridge.
Grapefruit Shandy.
It's fucking terrible.
A vodka tonic.
Dude,
actually sounds like it goes together pretty well.
Yeah, you should probably have poured that in there just to see what it was like.
I feel very.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just give it a little
butter. I feel very summer-like right now.
There you go.
It's a good thing I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
And now he's going to spit all over our equipment.
No, it's delicious. Is this what a kumquat tastes like?
They cost about the same. Mm.
Yeah, I last night was a little rough. I got kind of drunk, and the lady at the gas station was very kind to me when I went to go buy water. She wouldn't let me leave. And I have a glass protector on my phone, and I dropped it, and I freaked out because I thought I broke my screen. And she's like, I'm like, I broke my fucking phone. And I'm the only one in the gas station. And she's like, sir, are you okay? And I'm like, I broke my goddamn phone. This is $800. It's the Google Pixel. So I was freaking out. She goes, let me look at it. So I'm like, you can't fix it. There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? And she takes it and she pulls off the glass protector. And she goes, it's fine. And I'm like, you're a fucking angel. It was wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, you know you're pretty bad when a gas station attendant gives a fuck about you.
Probably more worried about what you would do. It's like, keep him calm, keep him calm.
That man's that man is going to drink gas.
I pushed the button. Now keep him calm for 5 minutes.
Yeah, is there a problem here? My phone!
Like, sir, I've called the police.
I have wrecked cars and not given a shit, but my phone gets a scratch in it. And I'm like, holy shit, my life is over. What am I going to do? I can't show my face.
Right, you can't.
Pisses me. No, I can't for other reasons.
True.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
Yeah. So anyways, Dan, you had a conspiracy theory I'd like to...
No, not another conspiracy theory. I was just going to talk about how Elon Musk is...
Oh, an alien.
Definitely, he's an alien or a time traveler. And he just came out this week and started talking about how there's going to be World War III.
With the AI.
And I'm sorry, Elon Musk says there's going to be World War III. Now I'm building my bunker. Mm-hmm. Like, that's happening.
Or...
That's good as fucking gold.
Can we talk about super rich Richard Branson hanging out in the hurricane in his wine cellar with a bunch of people? That guy's amazing.
What?
He has an island. The guy who owns Virgin, Richard Branson.
Okay,
super rich guy. He built a wine cellar years and years ago, and it can basically, he's like, it can withstand the storm. I bet that thing can withstand like a nuclear fucking bomb. So he's down there now with all these people from the area on the island, and they're all just hanging out in this wine cellar while these Category 5s beating the shit out of the island.
So is this hurricane bigger than any recorded that's hit Florida, right?
1939.
Is this proof
of God? I am full of useless shit.
Is this what's happening?
Proof of God? Like, are you kidding me?
That's it. He's going to wipe...
It's almost like
the White House right off the face
it's
of the planet.
Almost,
like, you guys have made a mistake, but don't worry, I'll fix it. No.
You've angered the atheist.
Don't we're all atheists. I'm just the most outspoken. Don't give credence to that shit. I hate it.
It's supposed to be about a comedy.
Well, what about the guy what about the guy that said
your joke isn't funny.
Those storms are just punishing gay people. They're to punish gay people.
Yes.
There was some pastor or something like that, and then his house got fucking flooded.
His house got wrecked in Texas. Fucking loser.
When the earthquake hit Hades, some dude was on TV talking about... it's because they
were
punished for
they don't believe in the Jesus.
The Jesus.
Wasn't it the mac and cheese guy?
What was the mac and cheese guy?
Kraft?
The old dude that's
Bob Kraft on the other Patriots?
No, the old dude that's on TV.
I hate sports people.
Who's the not old, the really old, like super religious guy?
Yeah, he was just, I saw him on a Super Deluxe video. Nice to see. Yeah, he's the one who got caught on tape saying that he cares more about the money than God.
Yeah. Well, someone was talking about macaroni and cheese on the show, and he's in front of the mic. He's like, what is this mac and cheese? Is that a black
yes,
thing?
That's the guy. That guy's, he's the one who interviewed Trump, and he's like, it's so wonderful what you're doing.
It's so great to meet you.
My question with Elon Musk is, why is he trying to go home so bad? Because he's trying to go home.
He is. He's okay. We need to colonize Mars within the next 30 years.
He came out of nowhere, and now he is. He knows.
I don't know if he came out of nowhere really. Like he's been around for a while. It's just he hasn't come.
I'm saying,
prominence.
But he's coming out, and all of a sudden he's like.
And prominence over the last 5 to 8 years, I'd say.
Crypto.
He came out of nowhere.
He just like PayPal and stuff like that.
Yeah, no. He pops up. And is starting a space program on his own.
Because
he's starting. A supersonic train system.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the one that they did with the kids that did it? The Harvard kids did it or something like that?
Oh, did it?
And they did one, and then Elon Musk is like, I'm going to show them up, and he made it faster. He made his train fucking faster.
It's a Hyperloop that's
going to, like,
revolutionize transportation.
That's the other thing. I'm a big fan of the 1920s. They should bring fucking trains back.
I love trains, to be honest with you.
Trains can go anywhere.
High-speed trains. That would be wonderful. All aboard! I would love that.
I got a buddy who's a conductor.
No, this is all.
I bet you do. I bet you.
This is Elon Musk.
I have a buddy who sells
train
parts.
Getting us used to technology, and then suddenly we're gonna have transporters. That's it. I'm sure it's already like.
I don't want to use a transporter because you get disintegrated, then you just get sent somewhere else, and it's not you. You've heard that, right?
Yeah. I saw that.
It's awesome. That's
the Prestige.
Or... No, it wasn't the Prestige. They talk about it on Science. I've never seen the Prestige. Yeah, that's magic, dude.
Have you not seen it?
Daniel talking about transporters. I've seen The Rock.
I've seen The Jetsons. I know the future.
Scooby-Doo ain't got shit on transporters. There was a documentary.
No, yeah, there was The Prestige, and there was the...
Who the fuck watched
Christian Bale was twins.
Yeah. That's not what...
Dude, I've never seen that magic movie. Why are you ruining the magic movie for me? I'm never going to see it.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert from 10 years ago.
Are you ruining the magic for me?
Oh, what was the other one there? Because there were two that came out. There was the Prestige.
Bed puns,
Trevor. Yeah. Christian Bale and Wolverine, right?
Yeah, and then there was the other
Jackman.
One.
Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Were they both in the same one, or were they two different?
No, they were both in the same one. Yeah. There's another one.
Way to go, Larry.
Wow, that would have been,
awful as you would have knocked everything off the table. Load up on some more vodka, though. Yes, my lady.
Don't tell me what to do.
You can't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Actually, now that name that movie's going to bother me now.
Could you imagine if drunk people actually sounded like that? Don't tell me what to do.
Could you imagine if they actually saw pink elephants like the cartoons told us when we were kids?
Oh, God.
I've seen the pink elephant. Well, while Daniel's looking that up, have you guys seen the video for the Irishman chasing the bat?
No.
Get him, Denny? You haven't seen it? Get him, Barry? It's the fucking funniest thing I've seen.
Yeah?
I'll play it for you if you want.
Nice. We can add a visual element to our audio.
Well, I'll put the link. I'll add the link in the comments.
Ooh. Interactive stuff.
Now, is Link the guy or the girl? I can't remember.
He's the guy.
Okay. Link is the guy.
Yeah. Oh, and then I have... let me play this first, and then I have a story I have to tell.
Oh, boy.
It's a rant.
Why would you not have this lined up since you were planning on showing
it? I already have it lined up. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Daniel, have you seen this? See, little backstory. Daniel has a serious bat problem in his house, and I thought I saw this video, and it reminded me...
No, Daniel does not have a serious bat problem. Daniel has...
The
bat problem.
Biggest
bat problem ever.
Yeah, he's got Batman.
He has a barn. It's like a goddamn bat sanctuary. You open the door and look around.
It's Daniel Man Bat.
And they're just shadows going everywhere.
I don't have any bats there.
Daniel Man Bat Esquire.
I'm sorry, are they a protected species now or something?
Here, I'm going to play this video.
I'm going to need you to edit that.
Mark this time.
You guys can see it, and I'll put the link in the comments. But this is one of the fun... It's an Irish guy. Get him, Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy. Daddy, catch him. There's a bat.
That is that. That's not what it's like.
Listen.
Too calm.
No, the dog pissing. It's crazy.
Mom, will you get out? Daddy, will you catch him? Oh, fuck. Oh. Catch him, Daddy.
He's holding up a sheet.
Hold on. Let's just watch.
100-year-old guy. He's got trying to get out of the bat while he holds the phone.
But then the lady stared through the door.
Marty, will you stop looking in the door? Jeez. Catch him, Daddy.
Oh, he's outside.
You're doing great.
Just catch him, Daddy.
Okay, for everyone who doesn't know.
And does he have a carpet? Oh, no, it's like a beach towel.
It's like a horse boy.
The dog says.
Oh! You're doing a great job, Daddy. Your boy should stand up there and. Oh! Did you get him? No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of your bike. Take off him, shot. The dog's pissing. Dad, the dog's after peeing. Oh! Marty, you're not help behind the door.
He's hiding behind the door.
You're tiring him out. He's like McGregor, he's got no legs left. Go on, catch
him. Like McGregor, he's got no legs left.
Oh, fuck it! Oh, oh, he's on me!
Oh.
Should the dog got a fright and he pissed himself, Bob? How would you blame him? He knew outside the door.
Oh, Lord.
And it ends with Titanic music.
Yeah, because it says no bats are harmed in this video. I fucking want an Irish accent. So we were at Sully's a couple weeks ago, my family and I, and we were up there just talking in an Irish accent. I don't think the people behind us were enjoying it.
I don't think you can do an Irish accent.
I can, boy.
The boyo.
Yeah, the boyo. Get him, Daddy.
It's the Prestige, where he's making copies of himself, and then he's dropping them into a trap door and killing them.
I saw it once.
That movie sounds fucking terrible. Is there a scene in that movie where he puts a bag on his head?
Oh,
I've never seen it. I don't know.
I wish someone put a bag on your head.
Please. Get him, Daddy. Get him, Daddy. It's getting a little rowdy.
You're wearing him out
like McGregor. He's got no legs.
It's like a 90-year-old guy walking around a horse blanket. The young dude with the phone is running outside.
You're no help behind the door as he's hiding behind the door.
You're no help behind the door.
And then he realizes it's a good idea and gets the fuck out of
this. Oh, fuck, the dog's pissing.
Oh, don't be mad at him. Just a little fright.
You can't be mad at the dog, buddy. Yeah. Fucking asshole.
So, love it. The video would not be as funny without the accent.
No, the Irish accent makes it. Get them, Daddy. Well, I found that because that was trending on Twitter. It was hashtag get them, Daddy. And I was like, what is this? Well, I should have been working. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So.
Somebody didn't put their phone on silent.
I did not. Oh, and man. I got a text message.
Wah, wah, wah. So,
we're all here. Who the fuck is
who's texting you? All your friends are here.
No, they're not.
Wow, I didn't.
My trivia team came in second place today while I was playing. Oh,
that's adorable.
Yep.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're pretty much better without me. Yeah, I just kind of dumbed the team down.
I thought you were going to say they were mad that they didn't get first.
I got
No. They got first on Monday, and now they got second place today.
Dude, trivia nights are the fucking... If you're not playing trivia, they're the most annoying night at the fucking bar.
But I play trivia, so...
Put your phones away. Fuck trivia. I got invited to a Star Wars one, but I didn't want to go. I thought it would be unfair.
Why? Because you would lose?
You mean you'd get beaten and, like...
I had my kids.
Yeah. And you would
reward.
I had my kids. I couldn't go.
He didn't want to cry in front of his kids.
Super humiliating.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bet if you went to a Star Wars trivia team, you would get crushed.
It's risk-reward. You would either win and be like, well, I know a lot about Star Wars anyways, or you'd lose and your fucking world.
Yeah, and I would be a crying baby for many months.
Exactly. I know we don't have much going on in our lives, but there are people who have less than us. Literally, Star Wars is...
I know. There's a thing on...
There's no way you're going
to... There's a page on the Reddit... On the Reddit. Why?
Whenever
I get drunk...
On the intratubes.
Why do I want to get drunk?
Who's on the Facebook?
I call the internet the fucking WWW. I'm like, did you watch the YouTube video I sent you? It's on the tube. Fucking...
Think I don't watch the internet?
You know, you just go to the website. WWW.
http://.
Get him, Danny. No, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
It probably wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't funny. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Early onset Alzheimer's is a bitch.
That's not funny.
It's not?
It's a serious disease, dude.
So is Larry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, literal Daniel.
Oh, literal Daniel. Get them, Danny.
Get them, Danny.
Of course it's serious. I'm not making fun of it.
But it doesn't matter. People who have
it. Don't forget it.
Exactly. It's like the Amish. You can make fun of them all you want because they're never going to find out.
You just stole my joke.
That joke's so old it can vote twice.
I have that joke and the chicken joke. You fucking thief.
Did you not ever hear David Tell do that bit?
Yeah, I know. I love
making fun of the Amish.
Because they can't fucking hear. Yeah, I know.
They're out of the loop.
Fuck the Amish.
I don't get it, the Amish.
No. I made fun of the Amish at a comedy show recently.
because they're not going to be able to log on to the YouTube.
Or listen to Drinks with Larry.
It's Drinks with Larry and Drinks with Tim. Larry's upstairs doing whatever the fuck he's doing. I'm down here recording.
I have to put that on there.
Did you set that up with, was that the intro to the show?
No.
It should be, because it should be like, him intro, and it just be like, coming soon, Drinks with Tim.
No, we tried to watch a movie. We tried to watch Deathstalker, and it didn't work because Tim's like, you're not talking. I was just watching the movie.
It's so cute that you and Tim had a date.
So you tried to have your own science theater?
I think Tim had to try to get out of his house.
You literally, like, Tim came over and you guys had a Netflix chill moment.
I got we tried to recreate college, and it didn't work. It really didn't work at all. And it was awkward.
Was it?
Nice face.
Thanks. So, actually, there's something interesting. It is, because Daniel loves when I go back to sports, but...
Oh, of course. Everyone goes back to sports.
I like
what
waiting
is sports butter?
I like waiting until Daniel, for Daniel to leave and then talk about sports.
Did you need something, Daniel?
It's Cleveland, for Christ's sake. I don't know how anybody still follows sports in Cleveland.
We just won a championship.
Burton.
Yeah.
And we came in second in another
one.
Yes. Oh, all right.
And can I steal this lemon shandy?
You may steal that lemon shandy.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit. We've gotten so bad, Daniel's drinking.
Oh, God.
And he's hitting the hard stuff, too.
Did you guys...
Let me get that lemon shandy.
Hey, speaking of Star Wars shit, I was earlier, and I'd like to talk about it again. Burton's on Snapchat right now.
Is this not a twist
I'm trying to promote the show, but I don't know how I'm new to Snapchat.
It's Drinks with Larry.
Not Drinks with Burton.
Ooh.
Can I get
a bottle of that?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. I have one on my keychain.
Fuck me.
It's Great Lakes.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Great job.
Great job.
Did I just watch Burton take his first selfie?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
I'd like to mark the date and the time for the Internet Archive.
Exactly. Now, what was, shit?
No, I reached out to that Cleveland Brewing Company about the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, because I saw that, and I think
I fucking creeped him out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Stephanie actually sent it to me and said, hey, we should go check this out, right?
Okay.
So I go to look at it, and it's this new Cleveland Brewing Company on East 185th or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. So I check it out, and they're having a Star Wars-themed month in October. So every Friday and Saturday, they have characters like Ponda Babba and Chewbacca. Like, people are dressed up as these characters, right? And awesome. The Jizz Band, you know, that's what they're called, the Jizz Band. That's what they're called. They play jizz music.
That's what Larry really hopes.
No, they play jizz music. Google it. Seriously.
Google jizz
music.
Just go ahead and Google jizz
Very
music.
Clever, yeah,
it's on Levin Porty Door.
They all do kind of look like
dicks.
No, they look like sperm that grew up.
Yeah,
no,
the music they play is called jizz music. Yeah.
The alto saxophone.
So, but I think I freaked the guy out because he was looking for volunteers to dress up as characters at the bar, and I was like, oh shit. So I said, and of course, you know me, I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, I sent him a friend request first. And I sent him a message. I said, hey, I'd love to come and do that. I said, you know, I can come on there and do it, blah, blah, blah. I said, I love Star Wars and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, that's great, man. I'll let you know. And I'm like, if you need any props or you need anything, let me know. And the guy's like, okay, man.
I'm like, probably gotten a million requests like
that. No, I'm on the list. I gave him the dates available.
Yeah,
the security list.
The keep the fuck out list.
Well, you guys are going to be jealous when I'm walking around the bar in a hot, sweaty costume.
Yeah, because he's going to have you dress up as Slave Leia.
Ooh. No, it's A New Hope. She's not in there.
God.
Wait, it's specific to...
It's the cantina scene. He's turning the whole bar into the cantina.
Which one of the prequels where they were like, you want to buy some Death Sticks? Because that's Larry's favorite
Clone
part of the
Wars.
Movie.
It was Attack of Clone. You want to buy some Death Sticks?
You don't want to sell me Death Sticks. I don't want to sell you Death Sticks.
I'm going to go home and rethink your life.
I'm going to go home and kill myself.
Daniel and Burton look irritated.
No, just waiting for you to be fine.
You're waiting a long fucking time.
That's going to be years.
I was realizing that.
Aw. It's no friends with Larry.
Niagara Falls won't exist anymore, that's...
Yeah. By the time I get a fucking joke.
But no, actually, I was, because I saw that and I saw that you were interested in it, and I was like, oh, well, shit, yeah, I'd be down to go down to something like that. Fun. You know, it would have to be a Friday for me, definitely.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Friday, Saturday. East 185th. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know those numbered streets.
I know. Once you get up that high,
it's not the numbers that make me nervous.
Well, it kind of is.
It's the letters.
Oh no! Oh no!
Every number street is a problem.
Oh boy!
Oh boy! Out it comes.
Burton is woke.
As fuck.
That's funny.
Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I went back to work. Finally.
It's great, Brian.
Hey.
Yay, Brian, back to work.
Yay, me. Which is why we have to record these things early now, because I am not staying out late anymore during the week.
Don't worry, everyone. We'll be back to recording late soon enough.
Yeah, I figure I got 2 more weeks at this job. This foreman hates me. Ugh. Probably.
Well, what's there to hate about you?
Well, probably so because cold. I tried to come down because I saw him packing up his van.
Should we be talking about this? Or should we wait 2 weeks?
Do you want to talk about it now or do you want to wait?
Why don't we wait?
Do you want to wait? We can wait.
Well, we'll wait 1 week.
See what happens.
If I get into next week and I work, I'm eligible for unemployment again. So I don't care if they lay me off.
Score! Free money!
Yeah.
You're a mooch.
Fuck yeah.
You're a fucking leech on the system.
Exactly. I think 20 weeks of unemployment, and I still have 25 weeks of sub-pay left. What?
How does that work with, like, the union and, like, mass disasters, like, with the hurricane and stuff? I mean, obviously there's a ton of work down there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there, like, a call to, like, bring people from other areas?
Yeah, there's all kinds of travel. As a matter of fact, there's, speaking of nuclear power plants, there's some nuke jobs coming up that they are going to be, that are, I want to say it's like the Pittsburgh area, which is
in North Korea.
Yep.
Ooh, that's a big nuke job.
Yep, just outside Pittsburgh.
Get it? I work for the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris. Dick.
No, I want to say it's Pittsburgh local. Their pay is like $42 an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they're gonna need like this is just hearsay, but I've heard like 200 to 300 fitters. So they're going to be paying $5 an hour over scale. So it's gonna be $47 an hour you're making. And they're gonna give you like $800 a week per diem. That, you know, find a place to stay and feed yourself for a week. And it's gonna be 7 12-hour days. And I guess it's back to back outages where there's one that's like 18 days and another one that's 22 days shortly thereafter. So, you know, there's a shitload of money to be made for stuff like that. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't traveling because I don't work Sundays during football season. Yep, bringing it back to sports. Yep. Bringing it right back to sports, Daniel.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, it's sports time again.
Yep, exactly. You could talk. I can take anything and bring it back to sports.
Sports time.
You're literally planning your unemployment around sports season.
Yep.
That's sad.
Right. Well, I prefer. I'd prefer to work 40 hours a week the whole time. It's very similar, but it's not the exact same.
It's not. It's different years for the sea, isn't it?
Yeah, we've talked about this on an episode that we deleted. I don't have the New Era on the side, the New Era logo on the side, and I have just the Major League Baseball logo on the back.
I'm like Elon Musk. I'm living in a new era.
Make your jokes about it, but I'm telling you, fucking time traveler. For all I know, he's got psychic powers.
Mine is also a new era. I'm from a different new era, an alternate reality future.
I mean, Elon Musk is...
Larry just poured me a drink, handed it to me, and said, I'm sorry, that's really strong. Please don't apologize.
I can't do anything right.
He's talking about, like, starting a company now that is integrating AI with, like, human brains. Like, literally, you're going to be able to download your consciousness. I mean, that's insane.
Are we getting into this? Are we going to talk about immortality?
No.
Yes.
No.
Because, well, everything I've heard about immortality, and this is what has always bothered me about it, is the idea, well, not just immortality, but the the idea of downloading and transferring your memories and your conscious thoughts, and then they can live on in your computer, right?
Okay.
That's not immortality, because you still fucking die.
Correct.
Well,
so what's the difference?
That's called called the quickening, okay. Burton.
No, I'm serious. I get your point, but that's not it. What it's saying is, like, if you could develop some sort of electronic replacement for your brain to function the same way,
yes.
Then you don't die. You just transition. Your consciousness would continue. Your brain would continue to operate.
So, like a ghost in the shell type situation.
Okay, here's a terrible, terrible comparison.
Well, then don't make it.
But imagine an old VHS tape.
Anyway. Okay,
yes,
here we
an
go.
Old VHS tape. And you're going to copy that to digital.
Okay.
Now, just because the movie exists on digital, and you go throw the VHS tape away, the VHS tape is still getting thrown away. It doesn't know.
That is a horrible comparison.
What, because it's depressing and I'm right, or because I'm
no,
really
it makes
fucking
no
wrong?
No sense, and I don't even get how.
Yeah,
it
don't. Is. So you download yourself to
if
a
you were downloading
computer.
Your brain, and it is operating the same way as your brain does. Neurons, or an electronic replacement for neurons, are firing in the same way, making connections. So you are capable of producing conscious thought within an electronic device. That
so
is entirely. That's
I
not
get
like
what you're saying. Well, this is the
a
first
DVD. Although I'm with you. You throw the VHS away, but that doesn't mean that the movie isn't. The movie's digital. Like, it moves on. It's in a different form, but it's still
it's
the
been
same
for,
goddamn
it's been
movie.
Moved on to something else, yeah.
No, this group is a shitty movie.
What you're talking about now is the first I've heard about this, but in
this
the past,
like the
people are talking
club.
Like, if you could download your memories and all this shit into a computer.
This isn't like downloading.
That's what
I don't
talking.
Think we're talking about. That's the I think that's the point of the AI and the self-learning. We're not talking
the
about
singularity.
Saving your brain. We're not
yes.
talking about saving your personality on a hard disk. We're talking about recreating your brain with computer chips so that you literally download in.
And you are now Bicentennial
Man.
Yes.
In there.
So, like,
which
Matrix.
That'd be awesome.
As long as
yes.
there are computer
yes.
chips.
Matrix chip.
And computer fuck. Dips.
Elon Musk is
I'm
not
down.
A time
traveler.
He's from the fucking Matrix.
He is
son
from
of
the
bitch.
Fucking Matrix.
He's fucking Neo.
He's the key master.
The key master.
Who is the main guy?
The key master. Oh, Morpheus?
Neo?
I love how I like fuck the Matrix. That movie sucks. It's stupid.
The first one?
First one was great, but the rest were just
amazing.
Garbage.
Well, you didn't like the Animatrix.
I'm gonna ask you to leave.
I should.
More Avatar movies. Like,
yeah.
I signed up for like a shit ton
well,
of
did
Avatar
you hear
movies.
James Cameron's getting a bunch of shit because he's basically talking shit about Wonder Woman? Like, this is just another trite female movie, and everyone's like, dude, what the fuck is wrong? Just because you made Terminator doesn't mean you get fucking
well,
the right.
I don't understand like how Avatar. Like, I mean, I get it, but it's been so long.
Yeah.
And then they're signed up to make a bunch more.
Well,
they just released.
I guess they just released a ride or something like that, like down in Orlando. Like
not
this.
A ride, a fucking theme park.
Oh, it's a whole theme park?
Yes.
I thought it was just, I know, oh yeah, that's right, there's two
I'm
rides.
I'm not sure how big it is.
There's two rides at it. There's one that's just kind of like a gentle, like almost like a lazy river type of thing.
Yeah.
And it has movie scenes and stuff that flies across stuff. But then there's this other thing that like you pretend
yeah,
to get plugged
the
in.
The VR one.
And
like
you, it's like you're flying
floor.
On one of those fucking
yes.
things.
Yeah. That's weird.
And it's
Burt would puke in a second.
It was actually Kevin Smith. I was here talking about it. He was saying he's like there was a 10-year-old kid that waited in line 6 hours with us that was the most picked because after you're leaving and the door's kind of shutting behind you as you're leaving, this kid goes, "No, I want to do it again!" and just starts crying.
Oh, was that awesome?
Yeah, from what I heard, everyone saying
sucked.
I honestly only made it halfway through.
I don't think it fucking sucked. I like the movie. I just don't see
oh, really?
How it's got the same power.
I thought,
to get.
I thought it was shit.
Did they get all the unobtainium from the planet? Because it's unobtainable.
Listen, as a Ferngully reboot, that thing was fucking.
Yeah, it was a Ferngully reboot.
I don't know what took James Cameron so long to just reboot Ferngully, but I mean,
that's true.
It's still. It
Dude,
was good.
They...
I didn't see Avatar until. for like.
Didn't we see it together?
No, I didn't see it until like 6 months.
I saw it with you, Daniel, I think in 3D.
And I'm sorry.
Somebody was holding my hand.
I had 6 months of people talking about how fucking great it was. Like, this may be the best movie ever.
Nope.
All this stupid shit.
Men in Black 2.
I heard about support groups for people that were suicidal.
Oh, God.
Because the
fuck
world
that.
In Avatar wasn't real.
Oh, fucking you.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I'm like, what the hell is
they
going
should
on,
just
man?
Kill don't themselves. That should have been the support group, which
hey,
is
we don't condone suicide on the show.
No.
Maybe.
We don't condone suicide.
It's a
Bible.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, you're going to be miserable like the fucking rest of us.
Yeah, you can't. That's the fucking coward's
no
way
out. There's
no
easy way out. You're stuck here just like everybody else. Drinking, smoke cigarettes,
what was that?
And that's
yeah, what was that
here
on A House of Cards? She goes, he was brave, he killed himself. He goes, he was a fucking coward. I'm like, ooh. Francis.
Yeah, like I said, I just don't get how Avatar has now, decades later, suddenly spawned.
I don't know. It's just like all the other
more sequels.
Who
and they're not
Avatar
even coming out yet.
Like, honestly, I watched the first half of the movie and I went, oh, so this is
Disney owns it.
Your typical,
he's
we're
all
gonna
mad
take
about
over
all the
this peaceful
shit
country, and Rebel fights back because he becomes friendly. And I'm like, this is what was the stupid fucking alien movie that was actually funny for like the first half, but it was basically the same fucking thing. The aliens got stuck here.
Coneheads.
Yes, Coneheads. District 9. District 9.
I never saw that movie.
District 9. The first half is pretty funny. After
don't they put them
shit
in? It's in District 9 where they put the aliens in the. The hostage type camps, like they.
Yeah, yeah, they put them in like FEMA camps.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
Bert, what were you saying? They're owned by what? Universal. I don't think Disney owns them. I think Disney's got a problem with Avatar. I don't think they like it.
I don't know who owns it.
I think Universal does.
I know they're making.
They're making more of them.
Out of
it. Yeah, stupid. I
well, it's
got to
be Universal.
They're going to make more.
Yeah, it's got to be Universal.
If they build a theme park, we need to make a shit ton more.
Yeah, it's going to be like Star Wars Land, but only Avatar.
It's just, but Avatar was so stupid.
It was just not good. Like, I watched the first half, and I was just like, this is the same trash I see every fucking made-for-TV movie.
It's like Lifetime.
Yeah, it's literally Lifetime, a television for women.
Hallmark, yes.
Hey, my mom loves the Hallmark
I
channel.
Love the Hallmark, too, around Christmas time.
Especially around Christmas.
Small
time I watch it.
Small town marketing girl moves to the country. Has to get back to her big job, but her grandma's farm's up for sale. She's got to figure it out how to make the money. Falls
okay
in love with a random guy making
she's
the cutting the wood. She's always a marketing director, because that's what
okay
they feel women can only do, is
yes
marketing director. And then
she
falls in love.
Meets a guy online.
No,
online dating.
No, she meets a guy that just happens to show up.
We're running the,
no,
the
usually,
dating site.
Usually she's riding out a carriage, and it breaks, and he just happens to be out in the woods chopping wood and shows up and fixes her carriage. And then they fall in love, and she saves
like
the town.
White.
Yeah, she saves the town.
Peter and Wolf.
They fall in love, and she goes, I just gave up my six-figure marketing job to be in love with you. I love Hallmark. My favorite.
Yeah, it is.
I
want to gotta be like, bitch, go back and get that fucking job. I'm coming with
I know.
You.
I love Hallmark. My favorite one was the ice sculpting contest at Christmas time.
Oh, do tell.
The father, his wife died, of course, because there needs
of
to be a tragedy.
Of course, there needs to be a tragedy.
His store was going out of business.
No.
So his daughter entered an ice sculpting contest to raise the money to buy the business. The guy who owns the business happened to have an evil person in the ice sculpting contest, but at the end it found out she was cheating and they didn't like it, so it turned out that he said, I'll give you the money to save your business and you can be my personal ice sculptor. And all was saved. That's fucking Hallmark.
And afterwards they had a dance competition to this.
I can't get
God
enough of that fucking channel.
It's so bad.
That is my fucking guilty pleasure. I will watch that shit all day. Seriously.
Thing with guilty pleasures is you're supposed to keep them to yourself.
Why?
No, you.
I want
to
share a Hallmark with everybody.
You just have to feel guilty about them.
I don't feel guilty about it. I feel fucking great.
Right, so it's not a guilty pleasure.
It's just a pleasure.
Yep.
Mm.
It's kind of like jerking off. You,
yeah. When Hallmark comes on, man, oof, that is the best time of the year. That's disgusting. Chasey LaBere was in one season. She was like every actor.
No last name.
She's an actress.
It's
a
joke.
Chasey, was she was on.
Trying to be funny.
I know. What was she on?
Emphasis
she was on.
Trying.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
She's the.
Well,
she was on Seventh Heaven. I'm not funny. Okay, I got it. This is why I suck.
It's Drinks with Larry, because he's not funny.
Not Jokes with Larry, because he's a loser. Yeah, I'll talk about Hallmark all day.
I see that.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things. That's another great thing about living in Ohio. When we have a big snowstorm coming, we don't die. We just sit inside and watch TV and get drunk and wait for the snow to pass.
Yep.
We don't even do that. We drive to the bar.
But not 185 mile per hour winds.
Too busy pulling people out of fucking. So as long as you don't stay on the road, you're good.
If I'm swerving all over the road.
It's fucking ice. It
must be the weather.
If I took out a 10-year-old, he shouldn't have been on that hill.
Yep. We get just enough snow where you're swerving all over the road.
Yep.
Oh, well, this just makes sense to try to get home. Yes, that is true.
You cannot tell
at 2:35 in the morning.
If you can't see them, officer.
Yeah. You can't see that.
It's just enough snow where nobody really wants to give you a roadside sobriety test, so you just keep going.
It's cold.
The sobriety test is make a perfect snow angel.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
One wing's higher than the other.
You're drunk.
You laid down and did not move. I'm putting you under arrest.
Sir, you passed out in the snow.
And you have no shirt on. So you flopped down and you cracked your head open, and now you're in an ambulance.
You have no shirt on.
That is a beautiful snow angel. I'm still going to have to arrest you, dumbass, but that is a beautiful snow angel.
Now, I wonder who that friend
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no. I'd like to take a minute and talk about fake profiles on Facebook, because we have one friend, everyone in this room does, and he adds these fake profiles.
Friend on Facebook.
Yeah, friend on Facebook, not real life.
I need
to specify. Yeah, not real life. Not real life. That's not how it works, Sally.
That's not how any of this works.
Yeah, but I got another. Hold on, I got two of them yesterday, because, and then I see you have one mutual friend, and it's this person, and I'm like, why does he keep adding that? Oh my God.
I can't wait to hear these names, actually, because they're probably going to be good.
Yeah, here's the one I got today: Virginie Nadine Monica.
Yep.
And that's her. Here, that's her photo. Because that looks real, right?
Yeah, that's Jesus.
Well, obviously, this is someone I hung out
with. Clearly, I don't know why I don't remember her, but
yeah. A real friend.
Oh, no, here's an obvious one. Tierra Primas. And I'm like, that is a fucking porn star.
It was great when literally they come up like, and you have to use Google Translate just to
figure out who the fuck they are. But
it's
who?
Like if the first letter of your name is a half moon, they're not really your friend. You don't know that.
No, we all friends, bro. Yeah. We all friends here. We all friends in Facebook Russia.
Comrades, I believe.
Seriously, but I'm not going to say who it is, but he fucking adds these people, and there's him and one other person. And I get these requests, and I always see it's always the same mutual. I'm like, dude, this isn't even this isn't even a good fake profile. Like, it's the worst.
Well, if the girl has bangs, a dental floss bikini, and she's standing on a frozen lake,
yeah,
you don't know her.
No, you don't. You've never met her. And my favorite is they always say their hometown, Medina. I'm like, bullshit. Yeah.
Well, no, my favorite was I got one of those, and like, I went to like check out her profile, and she kept saying like every day at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that was tagged her location at Smoothie King, which had closed 4 years prior to that. Nice. And it was always like, getting my smoothie on or something like that. I'm like,
the internet never forgets.
No, I love it when a girl like that sends you a friend request and then you check her profile and it's like, Nadia has 3 friends and 0 posts.
Exactly.
Like,
oh. Yeah.
And one photo.
Later, yeah. It's 1 million friends.
And out of those 3 friends, I always have one mutual. I don't understand.
Ooh, she's hot, friends.
He's the guy.
I think I met her playing pool one time. Yeah.
I think I punched her in the face. You knew that was coming.
I actually did not see it coming. Neither did she.
Well, I'm going to jail tonight. Okay. Love him.
That can't be the girl. She didn't didn't look pregnant.
Dude, I didn't do anything. He ran into my arm. Okay. That's the other thing. We go to bars all the time. Never get in a bar fight. Ever.
I've never thrown a punch in a bar. I have been involved, like, grabbing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, to prevent more mayhem.
Okay. To prevent mayhem.
Yeah.
You don't want to say that I've been involved grabbing
people. I've been totally involved just walking up behind people and grabbing them.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, crotch first. You're a groper.
Well, you know, I do follow a certain type of porn on the internet.
Yeah, wasn't it Tim who smacked...
Well, our president says that shit's okay, so...
Yeah. Wasn't it Tim who smacked that girl in the ass and he said, that's a nice ass?
Was it?
Our friend, Tim. Oh, okay.
So was it just some random...
It was some random... She was there with her boyfriend.
It streaks with Tim.
Yeah.
She was there with her boyfriend, and he just walked up, he goes, damn, that's a nice ass.
I don't think I think that might have been what he meant to say. I think what he actually said is, blah, 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 blah.
Never a dull
moment.
That's my line.
Your boyfriend's face as he turns around and poor drunk Jim is just... The guy is furious, obviously.
Yeah, and I think...
Wants to beat the shit out of Tim. Which he deserves.
Absolutely.
And yet, there's some sympathy.
Because Tim looked at him and goes, scoozies. And let him go.
He literally got away with that by saying scoozies.
Yeah, he just does it. He looks at people and goes, scoozies. And people look at him like, all right.
I think he has the downs or something.
Something's wrong with him, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
we can do a whole podcast on those.
Oh, stories. Jesus Christ.
We might.
We might do several, actually. Probably do about 4 podcasts on that.
I do about a year of them.
You know what we need? 20 episodes. Make it. 20 episodes. Doesn't know we're serious.
Well, it's just great because he is, like, I think everybody has friends like that, I imagine, where they are a different person. You know, we get drunk, we're just exaggerated versions of ourselves.
For the most part, yeah.
Tim is a different person.
Yeah, it's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, like there's
a absolutely.
Switch.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, suddenly you are literally hanging out with somebody entirely different than you spent the day with. Yes. Like...
I'll never forget when we were at Mohican, when we were camping.
Oh, God.
There's a big group of us camping, and Larry is to my left, Tim is to my right, and we've been drinking for hours. Mm-hmm. The sun has gone down. We're sitting around a campfire, just drinking casually. But out of nowhere, like, Tim is smiling, and Larry looks at him and says, I know that face.
We're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Tim just, the grin that Tim has just grows even bigger. He's like, yes, you are.
And then he fell over and hit his head on the car. Man. He almost knocked himself out on a non-moving bumper.
He spends
the chair is broken, the chair is broken.
Spends 20 minutes trying to sit on a broken folding chair.
And then he let us shoot, what was the thing at him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We shot rocks at him out of
a slingshot.
Like a legit
Cause he said, because he said, you fuckers can't hit me. I would have said, yes, we can.
You fuckers can't hit me.
Ow!
But this
is also, by the way, why the people who love Tim won't let him hang out with us anymore.
Exactly. This is why he's not allowed over here anymore.
We are the people that love Tim.
Yeah, we're the ones that actually love Tim, yes.
Not as much as we do.
But that's why it's funny, because we have these stories with all these people, and then I think I told you guys, we always run into people that are like, oh man, I hope you guys are cool. It's going to get a little crazy tonight. And then you're like, okay, I'm sure we'll be fine.
And then you're waiting.
Yeah, because that happened
two
one
people have been arrested,
yeah.
And you're waiting for the party.
I'm like, what are you talking about? What's going on? Yeah. Like, we went to one bar the one night, and it was like, they're like, hey, we're going to do some shots. I hope you guys are cool with this. We're like, we're fine. I'll be okay.
Get a little crazy.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, hey, don't get offended. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you guys are fucking losers.
I'm about to pop this Pinot.
Yeah. Is that a Moscato?
Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Oh, you always know you're having a good time when the guy goes, I'll take 2 Mike's Hard Lemonade. Okay.
Zima.
I don't usually, but I think I'll have a third. Mm.
Yeah, I need to drive, so I'll take another Mike's.
No, I'm talking shit on Zima. Next time, I'll get Zima. Yeah. I'm excited to have it back.
You haven't had it yet? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, we had it a couple weeks ago.
A couple times.
I heard that's all you used to drink.
Yep.
That was the move.
Zima.
Yeah, yeah, and then
Zima.
There's not enough sugar in it, so you put Jolly Ranchers in it.
That's always great. When it's like, let me have a Zima because I'm an amateur, and three hits of acid because I'm not an amateur.
Exactly. I like to party, but I'm responsible. Indian gods.
I still remember time.
That wasn't Zima. That was whiskey. See.
Yeah, no, that was
Zima. Safe.
Yeah.
Whiskey's bad.
Yeah.
That was sneaky 151.
That was sneaky 151.
That is a completely that proves the point about Zima.
Oh no. Well, that goes back to our other friend who believes Russian women from Medina are real.
He also believes it's okay to get random people 151.
Yeah, you remember that? He'd be like, I'm gonna buy shots, and he'd sneak a 151, and thinking it was hilarious. And everyone's like, this isn't fucking funny.
I remember my
we're all going Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
Giggle, giggle.
Giggle, giggle. Scoozies.
Oh, I got you good, fucker. Mine was Wild Turkey.
Sir, you're the 151. He just turned into Farva from Super Troopers.
Dude, he's like the fucking Three Stooges.
First time my chubby, socially awkward ass ever manages to, like, talk to girls at a bar and bring them over to the table.
I'm
he happens to be there. He's like, oh, I'll go get the shots. I'm like, yeah, you go get the shots. That's great. Motherfucker. Like, of course. Of course.
I'd be more than happy to give you shit.
Jesus Christ.
I know. He ran into my fist, dude.
I was supposed to get 9 bubblegum shots. But one of them is actually...
Oh, he's a treasure. He is a treasure.
He's like Nicolas Cage. He's a national treasure.
I love him. He's a national treasure. We should, you know what we should do? We should lock him up and put him in a vault. That's what we should do. And then everyone can, he'll be safe. And we can all enjoy him for decades to come.
Just sitting in there breaking a remote every day.
God, son of a bitch.
All I can picture is the nuclear fallout and Elon Musk moving everyone to Mars, and then
can't wait.
The few people that are left on Earth finally being able to repopulate and opening up a time capsule.
Oh, God.
And out pops. What's up, dude?
Texas is fucked.
You guys want a shot? Come on, let's do a shot.
Come on, man. You're not driving. Let's go.
Hey, man, you give me a ride home? Wait, how many beers did you have? I had 3 beers. Well, you're not fucking driving me because you're drunk.
For the person that knows exactly what we're talking about, we do love you.
Yes, we do love you.
We do.
Very much so.
You're a fucking idiot, but we love you.
He's a big dumb animal, ladies and gentlemen.
He's not listening.
Oh, he's listening.
Oh, he's listening to
him.
He
listens on you.
He actually, he brought up the Niagara.
We're talking about it.
Probably
He brought up the Niagara Falls thing when I went to the Indians game with him. He's like, yeah, I heard somewhere Niagara Falls turned black or something like that. He's like, oh, shit, I listened. It was from Daniel on the podcast.
Dude.
But then he probably hasn't listened since. Like, I learned something. Delete. Rebecca Slovakia.
Yeah, I keep sending this to all my Facebook friends, but they're not listening.
I don't understand.
Can you imagine the private messages he sent those people?
Oh my God. So how long have you lived in Medina?
I'd love to see the transcripts of the show.
So where about Medina do you live? Yeah. How about you go to the high school or did you go to the career center?
Well, if you're interested, I could take you out tonight and go to Johnny J's and get you a little...
I see you're from Medina, but I don't recognize you. Perhaps we should meet.
There was a time in third grade when I leaned over to him and said, my pants are stuck to my butt because I'm sweating. And the teacher said, what did he say? And Mike... Sorry, Mike... That person said,
mic check.
Yeah, that person said, Larry just told me his butt is sticking to his pants. And I remember that because it was fucking humiliating.
That's pretty hilarious.
It is fucking hilarious. Absolutely.
Why would you say that to him?
Because he was my friend and I didn't have a lot of friends.
It reminds me of the New
Year's. He was my friend, man.
He was a bully, but he was my bully.
Do you guys remember the New Year's party?
Which one?
I remember. So we were standing outside. It was at your old house.
Okay.
We're all standing outside in the back part patio, and someone that we all know, I said something funny, obviously.
Obviously, always funny. Yes.
And it made someone we know snort hard enough.
Yes.
That they also farted really loud.
Yes, and they shit their pants.
As soon as they farted. I don't know if there was shit involved or not.
No, their face was like...
There were about five of us out there. Mm-hmm. And they're like... And of course I lost my shit, and I'm sitting there...
Yeah, you did.
I'm laughing like crazy.
Did you just poop yourself?
And I finally came down, and they're like, okay. That was really funny, but please don't tell anybody. Yeah. That just happened.
Glad we just told everybody.
And I'm like, okay. I understand. We're at a party. It's New Year's Eve. That was really fucking funny.
That's a wonderful way to start the New Year.
You just laughed so hard.
And you pooped yourself.
That you snorted.
A little poop
out of your asshole. And I said, okay, I won't tell anybody. And then I opened your sliding door to the party.
I remember this now,
and
yes.
Said, hey, everybody.
So-and-so shit his pants.
So-and-so just laughed so hard they shit their fucking pants while they were snorting.
We're skipping over the funny thing that he said, which was when he told the black guy that he should stop making racist comments. It was making him uncomfortable.
That was later in the night.
That was amazing.
That was the lecture of the guy we just met about how he needed to stop making racist comments.
Sir, you need to stop making those. To a black man, you need to stop making racist comments because you're making us uncomfortable.
Yes. He was trying to make himself comfortable by
making... You swept in like, listen, okay, I've had enough.
I don't know what kind of party this is.
I don't remember it, but I can definitely picture myself drunkenly putting my arm around.
Oh, no, I remember it, yeah. No.
Hey, dude.
I remember it.
Yeah. No, it was
making the white people uncomfortable. Please stop.
That was awesome. Why would you say that?
Because it's true.
We were uncomfortable.
But you were uncomfortable just because he was there, though.
No.
Just, don't tell jokes to make yourself feel comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if I was allowed to say...
Us uncomfortable.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say what he was saying. That was the problem.
I don't remember what I said, so...
Yeah. That was a racially charged New Year's.
It's an every New Year's.
With poop.
And poop.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
I can't believe she still talks to any of us.
Who are you talking about?
Wasn't that the night someone was doing like one handed
broke their
cartwheels on the porch?
Sure, shit wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't think it was anyone sitting here.
I'm pretty sure it was a Russian gymnast. Maybe that's why we keep getting all these friend requests.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, God.
Master stroke.
Ring, 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 ring.
Well done.
Master stroke.
Well done, sir.
Is this a callback? Is this a callback?
It's a callback.
Callback? Yeah, I'd like a callback, please.
Nice.
I do remember a girl being there. I won't say who she was with.
Yeah.
I always like when Daniel brings new girls around because he doesn't talk.
She was straight up
that
Russian.
Probably is
yeah,
the best
she was
time.
Straight up Russian, man.
She's like, not Russian.
Oh
yes,
my
she
god.
She was
dude.
Ukrainian.
I was trained from early age to do the gymnastics.
I think, her
like,
name
oh,
was,
really?
I think her name was Irene Drago.
And I called her out. I'm like, oh, really? Can you do a one handed cartwheel
and she did.
On the rail of the fucking patio? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yes, I can, actually.
In Kremlin, they kill us for not doing that. That's right. I forgot you dated a Russian.
She wasn't.
I've done
Russian.
More for loaf of bread.
For vodka. Right. Shit. I will add you on Facebook now.
Your hash brown free market stays like
that. Please take a look at my Facebook profile with 3 photos. And they're all me posing in a puddle. Because I'm an Instagram model.
I would have fur coat and I'm frozen like that. I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore.
Medina. Oh, Medina.
Hello, Medina.
We're so cultured.
Mm-hmm. Not offensive. What?
Who like them cheese?
Oh, I said we're not offensive. I said it's funny. Cheese? Oh no.
Oh god.
Oh no.
That was the funniest joke of all life.
Oh no. Oh, well, on that note,
I agree. I think.
Fucking Christ. Jesus. Can you write Hello, is anyone listening? Because I'm sorry. That physically hurt, Burton.
I was wondering why the Russian gymnast is an X. I think I got it.
Oh, my God.
Feta cheese.
God damn it, Burton. Cottage cheese. Great A culture.
Oh. All right, well, on that note, I can't deal with this anymore. Well, thanks again for coming on, gentlemen. It's been a good time.
You're welcome, Larry. I had a good time.
Yep.
Daniel, did you have a good time?
It's not like Larry has any choice since you tried to replace us with Tim.
I didn't try to replace him. Is that what you think? I tried to replace him?
How was your recording session with Tim?
It was fucking terrible, and I don't think it's going to show up. It was bad.
That's right. So twice you've tried to get rid of some of us.
Who did I try to get rid of before?
Tim, and then, of course, the Rochester.
Burton was there with me.
So, of course. I would like to see you.
Oh, no. If we're going to have this fucking conversation, we're going to have it right now.
So, we're not going to have this conversation.
Oh, no, we're having this conversation. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, everyone. Larry didn't recognize the joke when he said
it. It wasn't a joke. It was hurtful. It was hurtful.
Aren't all jokes hurtful?
You know how sensitive I am to you.
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
Scoozies. We should get our soft boeing friend on. That'd be fun.
Why? We just share the best parts about
it. Well, we got to wait until we can hook up the iPad to it so we can play sound effects when he's talking.
Oh, yeah.
All of us can wear headphones and listen to the sound effects.
Just play.
I think we'll have a hard time getting him on.
Nah. Just have the sound effect constantly go.
Oh, Jesus. Did you fucking just say that? God. Okay. Hard time.
We can bring him on the episode of Idiot Tattoos.
Can we just call this Inside Jokes with Larry?
We should bring him on. I would love to talk to him about all the matching tattoos he has with women he doesn't talk to anymore.
I like the tattoos where he takes his shirt off and it's still on his back. That's my favorite one.
That is perfect.
Like, I remember I was at a show and I was watching him take his shirt off. I'm like, is Mike's shirt on or off?
I'm watching him take his shirt off.
He always takes his shirt off. Are you kidding me?
I don't think I've ever seen Mike without a shirt.
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Really?
Dude.
Literally, it's
I've seen him in beers.
There's no fucking way. You
did he come to Stephanie's party?
At Stephanie's party the other night, I don't know how the conversation came up, but he was like, I saw this video online the other day.
Get him there.
I was just thinking, I can't remember when I've ever taken my shirt off at a bar. And I'm like, what? What?
Dude, that's delusional.
That is delusional.
That's fucking delusional. That is denial, denial, denial. Oh, my God.
Well, he's one of those people, too. I don't know if he turns into a different person or an exaggerated person.
No, I don't think so. He's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note,
like 3 times now.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyways. I'm trying to end it. So, right. Anyways, don't make fun of my fucking stand-up. I know I say that too much, and I'm trying to fucking stop it.
Well, the way to stop it is to say, on that note.
This will be the last episode with Jackson. I am no longer curious, or... I think someone's had too many summer shandies.
He's had half a one.
I know, that's too many.
No, I have had a full one. And ooh, let me just say, Traveler Lemon Shandy... Fucking, it sucks.
I know, all this shit sucks. I had the grapefruit one. It tastes like a asshole.
Like, Travelers, they're I don't know what...
Are they sponsoring us?
No, but it tastes like fucking shit. I would tell them, yes, sponsor us all day long, please.
if they were sponsoring us, obviously I wouldn't say it. Would be so much. I would say how wonderful it was, but it's not.
Where's Rheingeist made?
Cleveland.
Rheingeist...
I thought it was Cincinnati.
Fucking delicious.
Oh, that is Cincinnati. Yeah, that's right. Now that beer's good.
Well, it might be delicious, but seriously, it's like truth. I mean, come on.
It really does.
It's very hipster and pretentious.
Of course it is. It's craft fucking beers. Of course.
Truth.
Well, you have to capitalize on the market you have at the time.
Otherwise, you're gonna.
I'm not even kidding. Like this, the beer tastes great just because they named it Truth.
It is good beer. You sound like a douche drinking it, but it's good.
What are you drinking? A Rheingeist.
I was drinking a fucking Thunder Lips last night. Who the fuck cares? This shit. It was delicious.
I thought we were last night too.
I bet you were.
I was going right there with you, Daniel.
You two have already hurt me enough. Please continue. Oh, there's not enough medication to stop this.
But there might be enough booze.
Uh-oh.
Well, on that note,
shut up, Brian.
Try drinking them with some scotch.
So anyways,
they're not fucking. Fuck both of you.
I was trying to end it.
This is called like a transition, right? We're trying to like get to the end.
I want this on the show. I want all of this.
I know you
want
to do it with on that note.
There's so much venom in Larry's eyes right now.
Dude, I'm trying to think of a better one.
My beautiful blue eyes.
And with that.
Stop it.
And the doctor said rectum.
Show him. You literally have control. You just hit the stop button.
The show is over.
The end.
No, this is gold.
It's gold, Jerry.
All right. You guys have a good evening. On that note.
Dude, thanks, Larry.
Fuck you, Larry.
Okay. Love you. Scooters.